China's issued a white paper titled China's Epic Journey from Poverty to Prosperity. It was issued by the State Council Information Office, and it documents the country's journey to building a moderately prosperous society in all respects. The white paper highlights the leadership of the Communist Party of China in achieving moderate prosperity. It also says China has always contributed to world peace and development, and its success has offered the Chinese wisdom to building a community of shared future for mankind. General Secretary Xi Jinping declared China a moderately prosperous society in all respects at a ceremony marking the CPC centenary on July 1st. China's foreign minister has told his Venezuelan counterpart that China opposes all hegemonic behaviors. The remarks came during a phone conversation between Wang Yi and Felix Plasencia, who expressed support for China's position on Meng Wanzhou's case. The Chinese diplomat says arbitrary detention of foreign citizens for political purposes is outright coercive bullying and a blatant challenge to international rules and human conscience. A report by South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile off its eastern coast. A Japanese Defense Ministry official who requested to remain anonymous says the projectile appears to have been a ballistic missile. GG News cited a government source in reporting the missile possibly landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations told the General Assembly that nobody can deny the country's right to test weapons. China says it hopes the new German government will maintain a pragmatic and balanced policy toward China and consolidate cooperation as the main focus of bilateral ties. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says China is ready to make joint efforts with Germany to promote steady and long-term progress. Hua adds that China appreciates Chancellor Angela Merkel's contributions to the development of China-Germany relations. U.S. President Joe Biden's received his COVID-19 vaccine booster shot on camera at the White House. Came days after federal regulators recommended a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for Americans aged 65 or older. Biden says the most important thing is to get more people vaccinated.
The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Over 77% of adults have gotten at least one shot. About 23% haven't gotten any shots. And that distinct minority is causing an awful lot of us an awful lot of damage for the rest of the country. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
Local reports say around 20 million Americans are eligible for a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine.